My mind spinning around the planet as my body lays in the hammock staring at the Atlantic, watching the sky morph from orange to purple. I lean back and bleed black into my journal. The stereo's playing Tracy Chapman, but she's playing Charlie Chaplin. Silent treatment. She handed me a warm mug but a cold hug, with that look in her eye staring at me over the rim of her cup of chai, and I knew why. I put my hand on her upper thigh. She wants me deep in her heart, but says I'm too deep in my thoughts. She fell in love with my art, but didn't realize the deep dark seas my heart has to embark. So she sees we're sitting close, but sees apart. I mean, I often get caught in the ebb and flow. She says, be here with me, now. And she says it slow, in that tone that lets me know that even though she's sitting on my lap, she's feeling all alone, knowing that I'm about to pen another poem. She says, this conversation right here will probably appear right in your poem. I mean, you know, what am I gonna say? She knows me too well. It all began in the blackest blackness. She whispered my planet off its axis. She is either a maiden from paradise or a wonderful actress. The way our love burns through the mattress and like a phoenix rises from those ashes, her soul is a universe, her body an atlas. With a single flick of her eyelashes, I'd cross the seven seas forwards and backwards. She quoted Jackie Onassis saying, the only routine with me is no routine at all. Classic. She said the future is as far as the past is, and the present is presented as is. So the present is God's, so you can only really present yourself as His. You're the one that says the whole moon's always present. Can you just be present in the present for a second? In the moment for a moment? I paused. I tore out the page and folded it in two, handed it to her and said, this unfinished poem here is for you. And we lay there for hours watching the sky go from night to indigo. The dawn. The sky still black with a thin strip tinted blue. Then she said, La ho ma fi samawati wa ma fil ard. And I said, and don't men take pride in their man-made art? And don't people call art by the artist's name? But she said, the art and the artist aren't the same. Although the art is like a candle lit by the flame in the artist's heart, so the art and the artist will become one once again. And she said, Inna lillahi wa inna lillahi raji'un. It is our midnight for another's noon, or our sun for another's moon. They say it is night, we say it is day, and both are true. It is night, it is day, and both are true.